And you will have that. Okay, so let's, so just to think about where we have been so far, as we close in on the last few zones in Hilchos Yichud, we're going to learn together before we turn to Chazara, Chazara Shiurim. We had seen from Aleph and Beis the basic Isur Yichud, Daraisa and Derabbanan. In Sif Aleph, we had also seen the question of relatives, and that the relatives with whom one has no Isur Yichud. In Sif Hay, we had focused on the din of Shnei and Ashram Ksherim, and the din of Baderach and Balayla, which we have picked up a little more in Sif Vav, in terms of Prutzim, where Sif Hay is about Ksherim, and then Sif Vav turns attention to Nashim Harbe, the Anashim Harbe. We did not see the end of Sif Vav, we only saw the beginning of Sif Vav. Sif Zayin, we will come back to. We saw Sifim Ches and Tes, where Baal Be'ir and Pesach Pasuach. And now we turn our attention to the Gemara here, Pei Aleph Amud Beis, and that becomes the substance of the Sif Yud. We're Pei Aleph Amud Beis. The middle of Pei Aleph Amud Beis, the two dots, was a discussion about Yichud with a sister, and that we had spoken on the test. But now further down, three quarters of the way down, Pei Aleph Amud Beis, right before the two dots, right before the Aleph of the Bach, over here. Omar Rava. We spoke about so far the what? That if a man and woman relate to each other, that can obviate the Isser Yichud, because if they're a brother and sister, a mother and daughter, a mother and son, and so on and so forth, no Isser Yichud. Now we're going to talk about situations where there's no Isser Yichud with two women because they are related to one another and not in a positive way. Omar Rava. Misyached Adam, again, once again, near the bottom of Pei Aleph Amud Beis, right over here. Misyached near the at the little letter Beis of the Emish Ben Emitzel. Misyached Adam im Shtei Yevamos, im Shtei Tzaros, im Isha V'chamosa, Isha Bas Chamosa, Isha Ubas Bayla. Let's pause there for now. We'll come back to the last line of Rabbi's comment later on. So Rabbi gives five pairs of women. Normally not allowed to have Yichud with one woman or with two women. That's a Mishnah. Misyached Adam im Shtei Nashim. But if those two women are related to each other in any of these following five ways, then there's no Isser Yichud. So what are these five ways? Let's work backwards. Let's work backwards through the list. Isha Ubas Baila, a woman and her husband's daughter, otherwise known as a stepmother and a stepdaughter. Right? A woman's husband's daughter is her stepdaughter. So stepmom and stepdaughter, you're allowed to have yichud with those two women. The case that's missing of those two aleph, the aleph of the bach and of the vilna gaon are filling in, is isha va ubas chamosa, a woman and her mother-in-law's daughter. Who is my mother-in-law's daughter? That's my sister-in-law, right? Moving backwards, the first case was shtei yivamos, also sisters-in-law, women who are married to two brothers. Right? There are two types of sisters-in-law. There's sisters-in-law with one man in between, with two men in between. Right? You have two brothers, so they're wives of sisters-in-law. Or if you have a man's sister and that man's wife, also there's more closely related sisters-in-law. So you have, on the list of five women, you have the stepmother, stepdaughter. You have both types of sister-in-law. And then you have Isha Vachamosa, is a mother-in-law and daughter-in-law. And finally, case number two was Shtei Tzaros, two women who are married to the same man. In English sometimes called sister wives, or the Art Scrollian term is co-wives, but two simultaneous wives of the same husband. So these cases are all cases, or what stands out about these cases? yeah, there is. I wouldn't say there's always a degree of animosity, but there are the. I think the most accurate way to say it, because Baruch Hashem, I know of multiple situations of mothers-in-law, daughters-in-law who have remarkably positive relationships. Sisters-in-law have great relationships, but it certainly is true that these relationships, there's a greater incidence of tension and animus than in between two random people. There's certainly and I've said in the past, a lot of it has to do with it largely be yedchem. It's a question, often, not always, but often of Bechir Chavshis, whether to invest in these relationships and try to make them great, or just sort of fall into a rut. It's not always in a person's control to make these relationships great, but often it is in a person's control to make in-law relationships and so on and so forth. To invest, often one can invest time and emotional energy to go from bad to good, or from power to good, or from good to great. But it certainly is true that that there is a heightened likelihood of ill will in these situations. So that's why these are called the name for the halachic name for these series of pairs is the Chamesh Nashim Shesono Zu Azu, the five women or five sets of women who hate each other. That's shorthand. Doesn't mean they always hate each other, but it's more likely than most that there will be either rachmanis on outright hate, or at the very least suspicion, distrust, tension. It comes up in another case also. You see on the side, they tell you to look in Yevamos. I don't. This list though appears in Yevamos because the language doesn't appear. Not the same exact language. But these Rashi tells you to look in Yevamos Kuf Yud Zayin and Aleph. These women are not believed to say that the other woman in the pair has passed away. Now, normally, if the two ways for a marriage to end, a marriage could end through, as the first Mishnah Kedushin says, marriage could be terminated halachically either through gerushin or through misas habal. So how do you know that there's a gerushin will be witnessed? How do you know that there was a misas habal? So either you have witnesses or you don't. If you don't, the man goes missing and we don't have evidence, sufficient evidence that he died, wife's going to be an aguna. So they have there's long discussions in the, I think, 10th, 15th, and 16th Parakim Yevamos about how you what's sufficient evidence to determine that a married man is no longer alive, his wife's permitted to be married. So we do allow, why is a good question, which is beyond our scope right now, we do allow an eid echad to be made. A male aide or a female aide. A single man or a single woman is enough. Say, I saw that man dead. I saw that man die. Wife's lottery married. One of the few exceptions is these chamesh nashim. For a woman to come and say, my sister-in-law's husband is dead. I saw my brother die. My sister-in-law can remarry. That's not that minutes. Or for a woman to say, Reuben was married to two women, and he went on vacation with one of them, and she comes back alone. She says, "He perished. He had a skiing accident. He had a jet skiing accident. He's done." So she said, "Tells the tzar, you can go remarry." Not so fast. Right? We don't believe because again, sometimes these relationships are wonderful. There's certainly a heightened incidence of distrust and of animosity, and a potential that she would say something just in order to mess up the other woman. So we don't believe them to say meis baleich. And here it's a chumra, here it's a kula. And why is it a kula? Because Rashi says the whole issue was maybe there. The reason why we're more concerned with shtei nashim than shtei anashim is maybe there'll be some sort of a cover-up. They'll both be involved, but here the chance of animosity is certainly the man who's being misyakov with them knows there's a in his mind there's a significant chance of animosity. You would never trust one to cover for the other. So halacha lemaisa again to have yichud with random yocheved and shprinza is aser. But to have yichud with Yocheved and her mother-in-law, Yocheved and her daughter-in-law, Yocheved and her stepdaughter, stepmother, sister-in-law, Tzara doesn't come up so much among Ashkenazim as well as that. But that is all mutter. And that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch.
Why? Because they don't like each other?
Because there's a significant chance that they don't like each other, either hot war or cold war. Very least, you wouldn't rely that, you know, they'll both participate, one will cover for the other, when there's an opportunity for one to get the other. So that puts a damper on the logic. You have on Pei Aleph, you have the logic of Nashim Dai Tekalos, meaning the Shneim Nochus and Spatos, and then they'll cover for another. That's not going to be the case over here. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. Mutter l'shachem shtei evamos, shtei tzaros, sefiyud. Ish v'chamosa, ish v'baz v'ayli, ish v'baz chamosa. All those five, the same list. Here you have the full list of five. Why? V'pnei shesono zo ezo ve'ein mechapos zo alba. Because there's, again, not always, but there certainly is a heightened likelihood of sinna, of animosity, and therefore you would not be comfortable assuming that one will cover for the other. Okay, questions? Yes?
Why were the temporary covering for each other? So why don't we believe the married woman with the sister? Why is a sister-in-law through the brother's side, meaning a brother's sister and a brother's wife? Rebbe was saying that we might not believe the brother's sister and being like, oh, I saw him die, you can go and get remarried. But in that case, maybe the sister doesn't like the sister-in-law and wants her to go get remarried to somebody else.
Right.
But there shouldn't be any reason not to believe the wife of the husband in the case with the sister. That only works for one of them, but not the other.
To say to your brothers, say to your husband's sister, oh, your husband passed away. I mean, with the animosity, often goes, come on, upon him, upon him. You're talking about the mace violence or the yichud?
Mace violence, because Rebbe was saying that with the co-wives, one woman could come to the other one and be like, oh, I saw him die, you can go get remarried.
And that way she'll... Ah, right.
That way she'll go get remarried, and then correct, I guess, right, it leaves him all herself. Good. That just works with the sister,
good,
not the other way.
Good. Right. So just to clarify, it's not really our main thread here, but just to clarify, with the Meis Baleich, we don't the Chavash Nasa, we don't believe one can be made by the other. It's not always that she will thereby end their relationship. Sometimes it's true. And we're both married to the same man, and then if I convince you to be Isser, marry someone else, so you can no longer be married to my husband. Or I write with a sister-in-law, it sometimes works, it sometimes doesn't. Let's say mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, if the daughter-in-law team made about the mother, for the mother-in-law, she's not going to make her not a mother-in-law, right? Or for that matter, certainly stepmother, stepdaughter, it doesn't go both ways. Yeah, it's not necessarily that to end the relationship, terminate the relationship, but just if there's animosity, you might want to ruin the other person's life.
Maybe.
Sadly, people are sometimes vindictive. Not everyone, but...
Okay, so I'm saying that wouldn't ruin...
It wouldn't necessarily end their... wouldn't make them no longer have their relationship, but it would be a chance to get the other person.
So Rebbe's saying though, so then if
which is what's going on here.
If a wife came back and said, oh, I saw my husband die, then we wouldn't believe her in the case where the husband's sister is there? Like, that would... I don't understand how that works.
No.
Like, instead of the sister coming back and saying, oh, I saw my brother die, sister-in-law, you can go and get remarried. Saying if the sister-in-law came back and said, I saw my husband die, then why wouldn't we believe it?
Chumash says that Aaron married Nachshon's sister. Right? Aaron married Elishava. Right, so just to use that as an example, so you're right. But that's reversed because those are brothers in law.
Right.
But yeah, it can be either one is saying to the other one, I saw your husband die. In one case, it's your husband is my brother in law. Okay.
So I'm just saying that in that case.
She's not that menace to say, I saw your husband die.
So then we need more people then in that case.
Correct.
We need the other set also.
Or need some other age.
She should be married as well.
Need some other age. Okay.
I already have the stepmother, daughter, sisters in law, mother, daughter in law.
There are two versions of step sisters. So that counts as two. Ryan, your question?
Yeah. Can we allow this colloquially if we don't know that they are friendly?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. I have not found anyone who talks about that. Right? You say, let's say the man knows. He knows these people well. We know that they get along marvelously. Yes. I have not found any posts who say, but if you know, then all of a sudden it's Usher. I'm not sure whether that's because it's a low plug. Because to begin with, it's always only Nisra Draban, right? Because by definition, we're talking about a case where it's Shtei Nashim. It could be that never goes in this case. Or because, you know, you never know, who knows the deep recesses of the heart. I don't know. At Lamasa, I have not found any poskim who say, but if you know, then it's Usher. It may just be a low plug. Yeah.
Obvious. And the last case of Ishabitronka?
We're going to get to that right now. Let's jump into that right now. Okay, so the Sif Yud is working through Rava's statement. So Rava was talking about cases where you're allowed to be misyached with two women. The first chunk was you're allowed to be misyached with two women because they are krovos zo lazo. They relate to one another, but their relationship is a potentially negative one. Then he goes on to say, coming back to the Gemara, and then to the Shulchan Aruch, or, Im Isha, the last line before the two doubts, Im Isha v'sinokes, she'odas tambiya ve'ein moseres atzman l'biya. Also are permitted to have yichud with two women, you cannot have yichud with two adult women in normal circumstances, but to have yichud with a woman and then a girl, instead of two women, a woman and a girl, where the girl is sort of this in-between age. She's yodas tambiya ve'ein moseres atzman l'biya. Old enough to understand desire, old enough to understand the facts of life, but young enough not to herself yet be interested. So she's an unlikely participant, but is old enough. In other words, to say we have a three-year-old here, so the three-year-old is a shomer or shomer, is totally clueless. So a kid who's so little that will not even pick up on what's going on, obviously as such a child is an ineffective shomer, male or female, a child who's too young to understand what's going on, is not a shomer. Once you have a child who's old enough to understand, so a boy, go to the shomer. Even a girl, normally adding a second woman to the situation doesn't solve it, but if she's old enough to understand, but young enough to probably not be interested in participating, so then, once again, that's the notion of Noshim Daitan Kalos, that Shtei Nochas Hispatos falls away, and we say she serves as a valid Shomeres. And this again is another model for what we spoke about the other week, when I think we were talking about learning Sefei, Vapalaila, that the most posts can assume that any woman with whom I have no Yisra Yichud can serve as a Shomeres for another woman as well. As I'm allowed to be Misyached with two women if one of them is my grandmother. Or I can be Misyached with two women if one of them is a married woman who's Baal Biya. Once I have no Yisra Yichud with her, so then already she serves as a Shomeres the same as an Ishkasher would. And an example of that model is right here. The Tinokas, She'odas Tabiya, the Enim Aseres Asin Labiya. So she is a valid Shomeres, and that's what appears in Shulchan Aruch. The Chain, going back to Se'if Yud, the Chain in Isha, I'm allowed to have Yichud as well, with a woman, she ima tinokas kitana. She has a girl with her. She has a girl with her. She'odas tambiya. Be old enough to understand, young enough to be less likely to be interested in participating. So she is a valid shomeres because she would be a security risk. As Rashi, the Tazir points out, that Rashi explains it. You take a look back at Rashi. Yodas tambiya kolomar. Rashi says kolomar. You know, I'm sure. Kolomar introduces a non-literal interpretation. Ritva uses it also sometimes, but Rashi uses it most. What it means to say is, and whenever you have it, you're not going to translate the phrase literally. Yodas tambiya knows the taste of bia. It really sounds like she has taste. She has experience. It sounds like she's experienced. Rashi says no. We don't mean a girl who's had premature sexual experiences. That would be a tragic situation. No. Klomar, it means, as I translated before, that she understands what it is. She knows mahi via. It's tam in the sense of like the way the Ramban al Torah uses tam. She's able to interpret. Like tam hapas, tam hakram, tam hakasim. She's yodas mahi via, she tegla saperet varam shuk. She could repeat what she's seen. She can interpret situation and repeat it. And there, Ema Saras Asabia Rash is mitoch katna. She's young enough, Adaino Levasha Yeter. She's not yet, the desire has not yet enveloped her. Hilkach Ein Kamashim Daskala, Shlote Nopal Ez Batos. That's what appears here in Shulchan Aruch. Now, the problem, I see there's some questions, we'll take questions soon also. Take question also, but first let's take a look at Se'if Yud Aleph. So what we said so far is how old is this intermediate aged girl? Young enough but old enough? Probably depends, I imagine it has varied over the centuries. It depends on the amount of exposure that people, what society deems appropriate. In terms of cultural exposure, so it could be that Moseris Atlambia has, it could be a Das Tambia perhaps has gotten lower over, gotten earlier over time. So I think there are studies that indicate this, that Moseris Atlambia also has gotten, has shifted to younger ages over the last couple of decades because of unfortunate trends in society. So you have to be mishtar what that age is. I mean, in the intermediate band, 9, 10, 11, younger, older, you got to figure out exactly where you draw the line. During that interval of time, you know, Das, Tam Bia, Amos, Eres, Atz, Tam Bia, she serves as a valid Shomeres. They take a look at Seif Yud Aleph. Tinokesh, Shehi, Pchusa, Mibas, Shalosh. The Tinok, Pachat, Yudan, Tes, Mutalis, Yachin, Imahen. You're allowed to have yichud with a girl who's under 3 or a boy who's under 9. Well, so you can have yichud with a 2-year-old girl. Shkoyach. Shkoyach. A woman can have yichud with an 8-year-old boy. Anything strike you as difficult there?
Why?
Right, we were just talking about the girl who's like 10, 11 years old. Who's the Yodas Tambi Emasar Sansbi? She's a valid Shomer. So, all of you didn't tell me, oh, there's no Yichud with a girl, she's 2. Now, where did 3 and 9 come from? Where did 3 and 9 come from? So, where it comes from, this is a quote from the Rambam. But those ages come from those that I believe Mishnayos and Nida point out these are halachic shiurim for the definition of a Maisebiya, not what's considered to be a normal. Healthy, I see. Bia. The halachic definition of what constitutes bia as opposed to kiruv basar, part of the definition of what constitutes bia is that the male participant is 9 or older and the female participant is 3 or older. Just to clarify what that means, what that doesn't mean. There's, if a man is having bia with a 2-year-old girl, he needs serious psychological help. He's a criminal who probably needs either psychiatric ward, or jail, or some combination thereof. What he did is criminal. It doesn't count as a ma'isabiyah. Let's say in terms of ishib sula l'kohen, if a woman was raped by an erva, or by an achri, so she's psula l'kohen, through no fault of her own. So if rachman etzlan, a girl was raped, and she's 16 or 12 or even 4, she's going to need a lot of support in lots of different ways. She needs a lot of psychological support, emotional support, and she's also a surah lakoi. She'll get the support she needs to build a healthy life for herself, and she'll marry a wonderful guy, a levi, Yisrael, a ger, but not a kohen. But if she was raped as a 2-year-old, so again, she's going to need a lot of support in many different ways. The family need a lot of support in many different ways, but technically speaking, she's allowed to marry a Kohen. That was what was done to her was heinous, But it wasn't a Maisa Bia. It was the equivalent of a very severe type of Negiyah. It's not a Maisa Bia unless they're different. A series, the Rambam actually works this out. That's one of the halachic hakdamas Rambam has over the course of Pirush HaMishnah. It's in Yivamas. It gives you sort of the, lays out, puts together all the halachic aspects and the parameters, the definition of Bia, one of which is, it only is considered to be Bia al-Pidin if the male participant is 9 or older, female participant is 3 or older. Again, this is not about usr or mukter or appropriate or inappropriate. This is about, is that called an active Bia or not? So here we're saying, this is like a very, very minimal type of definition. Say, it's only yichud if, were they to have Bia, it would be considered wrong and al pi halacha, a halachic maisa Bia. That's a very, very minimal definition. You say, no, you're allowed to have yichud, you know, to have this yichud, it's only if one of the two people involved is over bar bas mitzvah, and the other one is, you know, a girl over 3 or a boy over 9. So how do you miyash of that with the previous set? Before, it sounded like we were much more makel. The 11-year-old girl is a valid shomeres to solve a yichud problem. All of a sudden, it's saying here, if she's 3, there's already a yichud problem. It's only if she's 2 or 1, there's a yichud problem. How do you mean? What do you want to say?
It's a valid
shomeris,
but doesn't mean
you
have equal.
Explain.
Same way that two men and one woman is fine, but one man and one woman.
Very, very good. Excellent. It's not 100% obvious, but I think you're definitely right. The Beis Shmos is something a little bit different, but essentially, and I know, yes, you've been waiting very patiently for a question. It sounds like Sif Yud is talking about the Yichud Rabbanon case, and Sif Yud Aleph is talking about the Yichud Daraisa case. In a case of a one-on-one, the only time we would be matir is either if neither person is over bar bas mitzvah, or if one or the other is under the age of halachic bia. But once you're dealing with 3 people, it's not one man and one woman, but it's a man and 2 women, so then already, even if the girl is older, as long as she's not yet at the age of moseres asun labia, she serves as a valid shomeres. Whether that's because it's a question of deraisa drabanan, or whether as the chelkas mechokek and the Beis Shmuel seem to say, quote from the Bach.
Was that the Beis Shmuel said that? Or was that us?
We'll take a look. The Beis Shmuel is clear. Here, the first narrow line of the Beis Shmuel, Sifkat and Tezvav, right over here on the left side of the page. V'had de mahani kan, kitan she'im oseres asum lebiya. Sif Yud, he said that the girl who is 10 years old is a valid shomeres, uvu yichud ima asher, but to be alone with her, that is us. So that's already encompassing the teretz that Avi said. And the difference between Sif Yud and Yud Aleph is, it a one-on-one situation or one-on-two situation? Is it 2 people or 3 people? So Kasev Abach here in the middle of the Beis Shmuel Sif Katan Tes Vav. Kasev Abach Shem Chayishin Shem Yavo Leh Ba'onis. The Sif Yud Aleph, where it's just 2 people, there is a concern of abuse. Or I shouldn't say abuse. The concern of something non-sensual, because it's a concern of rape. Avakam Leka Chashashonis. The Gedola Ima. Once you have 2 women, the concern is, it still is, unfortunately, sometimes rape does happen. It's been a Harvey Weinstein conversation, unfortunately. But certainly the concern of something non-consensual is far less when there are 3 people there. It's more a question of pitui. Well, the pitui, like, she and Dayama Sarah Salsamabia. And there already, that's where you say, look, she's not interested. So that's how the Bach understands the difference between see from Yud and Yud Aleph, is when it's just 2 people alone with a kid, so then you are worried about something forcible, abusive rape. That's the difference between Yud and Yud Aleph. So halacha lamasa, and then at the beginning of Sifkat and Tezvah, the Beis Shmuel points out, even when you're relying on 1 man, 2 women, and one of them is one man, a woman, and a girl, and you're relying on the tinokas, it's only if it's not a case you can easily slip away. Bach b'shem Rashal, You gotta be reasonable about it. If you're traveling, it'll be easy to sort of leave the girl, the 10-year-old girl on the side, and slip away. So that is a problem of yichud. So with a return to the key point here, in terms of halacha l'maaseh, in terms of how things are structured, so again, if you have three people, a man and two women, so then if one of the women is a tinokes of this intermediate age, that is mutter. But if it's just one male, one female, then the only time that a man with a tinokes is not mutter, you would need, again, as I said before, either both men, the male and the female, are under bar bas mitzvah, or that one of the two is under 9 or 3, respectively. So that's the basic layout of the dinim here. Yossi, you have been waiting incredibly patiently to ask the question.
Let me say before that you said two different things that I said. So with the girl who's between the age of like around 9 or whatever it is to be shown there, so is it because the Rebbe said she has to be able to tell over what she saw, right? So there's a difference between being able to tell her what you saw and actually knowing what's going on, meaning is it, because you can have someone who's younger who doesn't know exactly what's going on, but still ask what happened, you can say, she could be like, oh, I saw X, Y, Z, there it is, maybe not knowing exactly what was going on.
I appreciate the significance of it.
Right, but, it's still
old enough to report events without appreciating the significance is not right. The same as understanding the significance. That is a good question. I think Pesukim would have to be at least some appreciation, maybe not very detailed, at least some appreciation of propriety and impropriety, so that, in other words, three people alone in the house, that should be at least, things at least a little strange that they're sort of slipping away to a room on the side. They have at least some sense of propriety. I think usually assume they have to at least some, maybe not with incredible detail, but at least some understanding of the facts of life. I think so. Yeah. Precious. Yeah.
Okay. Before we said in the Mishnah, we said that two women and one man is now in Mishum Dat and Dal.
Mm-hmm. But here, with the Rishmon talking about, it sounds
more like it's the other way. That is not that. I'm not sure I understand the question. The Mishnah said, two women and a woman is not enough to show doubt
and doubt. Right.
But
then, in Beit Shmuel, if I understood it, it sounded more like you have two women and one man, and we're worried more about the man slipping away with one of them. Like, taking. I don't know if it says Dafka, him as opposed to her. Shema Teilech. She may actually Lashon Nekeva. Shema Teilech, not sure if it's necessarily his versus hers. Let us take more questions in time that remains. Let me just lay out very briefly where we're headed tomorrow. There are a couple of loose ends we'll deal with tomorrow, and then we'll also hopefully have a chance to chazar, at least begin chazara. The loose end, just to sketch out what the loose ends are that we'll deal with tomorrow, and we'll see if we have time to start chazara as well. The loose ends include chiefly two things. One thing is we haven't yet spoken about the length of time, the shear of yichud. How long are you alone? How long is long enough to qualify as yichud? And the elevators together for 20 seconds, that's not yichud. So how long is long? An hour seems like more than enough. So it's somewhere between 20 seconds and an hour, if so, or that. Another thing is there is a Mishnah on Peidav Peibez that has a line about a man who works with women professionally. He sells women's products, or maybe he's a physician for women. The Isha Sakov Im Hanashim. So maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow also. Is that a kula? Is that a chumra? Is it neither? Well, what the Mishnah says something, but at Adam Shah Sakma Nashim, we still have a little time for questions. Yeah, I'm not sure. That Bach is somewhat difficult. And the truth is, the other part of the Bach is also a little bit difficult because usually we're not, we don't build Hilchas Yichud around Onos. So it is a striking Bach. Another way to have said it would be just to say that for Yichud the Reis, we're Machmer, for Yichud Rabban, we're more Mekel. I both said enjoy your lunch. I'm glad to stick around for questions.
Didn't we say?
Oh, no one told me. The answer to the riddle.
Riddle.
I told you before, two Pirkei Tehillim. Neither one is in
the four one.
Four times a week and 11
times. Four times a week, one is the one that we say after Torah reading on Mondays,
Thursdays, Shabbos,
and Sunday morning.
Very good. Good. Which parak do you usually say 11 times a week?
And there's one,
or sometimes less.
I mean, theoretically, you say Ashrei. Besides for during, I was thinking of Lamanot Seif. It's not.